Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Misty, thanks so much for listening. Some highlights from today's show.
Boring facts about yourself. We are Kenkel Fritz and Friends. This is Family Life Radio. Hey, again, a big welcome to our new listeners in the Detroit, Michigan area with our brand new radio station. Yes. Welcome aboard.
We are happy to have you here.
If you want to call us, you can at 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. We'd love to hear from you. Need a little focus group. How are we doing? That kind of thing. We're talking about boring facts about yourself. A teacher asked his kids on the first day of school for some boring facts. One kid said, I eat a pound of turkey every day. That's awesome.
I don't know if that's boring.
Yeah,
so that concerns me a little.
Yeah, right. No kidding. We asked you to do the same thing. So here we go. Boring fact from Brian. I read magazines backwards.
Start at the back page.
Yeah, that doesn't mean he's literally reading backwards. Yeah. It means you start at the back of the magazine.
I guess in magazines, you can go in no particular order.
Yeah.
Not to make people angry, but I read books backwards.
How can you do that?
I start with the ending and then go to the beginning.
Oh, well, you technically don't. You're finding out how it ends and then starting over, right? You're not literally starting with chapter 9 and going back to...
Well.
Somebody said, I love the smell of Murphy's Oil soap. It reminds me of my grandmother.
I don't know that I know what it smells like.
I've used it. I've forgotten what it smells like. Somebody said, I eat potato chips with mustard.
Mustard's having a moment, man.
A lot of people doing mustard now?
Yep.
Didn't
mustard know that. With everything. Mustard with vegetables, mustard with side dishes. It's on everything.
I like mustard.
Mm-hmm. I had a friend that loved the smell of tires.
No.
I used to love the smell of gas. I don't anymore.
Oh, no.
Because you get it on your shoes and then...
I like the basic white ivory soap because it reminds me of my grandpa.
Oh.
He would come in after he was working all day or working in the yard, whatever, and I remember distinctly he would lather up from like his hands all the way to his elbows, and he just smelled like ivory soap after. So, I like that.
You know. I always wanted to do Irish Spring and have something squirt out of my shirt, but that never happened. Yeah. Those commercials were something else.
They were weird.
Yes. So this teacher asked his students, give us a boring fact about yourself. I actually didn't think it was boring at all. This one kid said, I eat a pound of turkey every day.
Yeah, my word.
That's a lot of turkey.
He's getting his protein in.
Yeah. We have Bob with us on the phone. Boring Bob. Bob, tell us your boring fact.
My wife tells me that I am very boring. The reason why is that I'm so routine-oriented.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I do basically everything the same. And I run with a group of guys. We've been running for decades. Every morning at 5:15 and going to where I meet them. And then afterwards, I listen to you guys every day. So I don't know whether that makes me boring or makes me, you know, a good routine type of guy.
Very routine.
And I guess I'm boring also. I basically eat oatmeal every day.
Oh.
Now that's boring.
That's hilarious. Sally's like, we finally found a boring fact, and it's oatmeal.
Family Life Radio.
So college is starting for a lot of, you know, students this fall. One of the biggest memories for me is being dropped off at college, that move-in day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you. It is just stamped on my brain, and I'll tell you why here in a little bit. But we have some things to say to your kids on that move-in day.
Oh, you're good.
Yeah. I'm proud of you. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
How about this? This is something my wife says all the time. Nothing good happens after 2 a.m.
I feel like it's moved. I feel like it was like 10 or 11 when I was younger.
I was going to say, wait a minute, 2 a.m.?
Yeah, my wife said midnight. No. So yeah, nothing good happens after midnight.
Right.
Please return my calls and texts within a reasonable time frame. 2 days is not reasonable.
Love the tone of voice there.
Yeah. Join clubs. Play intramural sports. Go to all the fun stuff. Find your people. Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And by the way, your people are going to change. You may have different friends in 2 years than you do today, and that's all right. Nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. Call home once in a while. We love you.
Oh,
you
can say that. Yes.
Don't forget me.
Yeah. And this is my own advice. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all the cares of life will be added unto you. Put him first in everything you do.
There you go.
Yes, love it.
Now, this is why move-in day was so memorable for me. There are two times I remember my dad crying.
Oh.
And one of them is the day he dropped me off at college. Him and my mom saying goodbye, and my dad hugged me, and he wept.
Oh.
I was like, this solid man I've never seen cry is crying. He's holding me, and he's oh man, that was like I'll never forget it. Yeah, it touched me. Aww. From then on. I'll never forget that.
I did not see my mom cry, but she told me that she cried all the way home, and it was about an hour drive back to. I went to Sam Houston State in Huntsville, Texas, and we lived in Houston at the time. And she was like, "You were just there by yourself, and I had to pull away and leave you." And I was like, "I was fine. A cute boy had already invited me to play capture the flag. Go."
A cute boy already. That's awesome. It's time for that good news of the day. So what's God doing in your life? We'd love to hear your story. Our number is 888-888-9976. Kaylee is with us. Tell us what's going on.
I'd always been a Christian. I was baptized in 2006, but I did not fully surrender my life until September of 2015. And I have since read the Bible 3 times. I believe it is the absolute word of God, and I'm a minister.
Wow.
That's awesome.
So not just giving your heart to him, you're all in now.
All in. I mean, he saved my life. I'm an ex-drug addict. I'm 18 years clean. God plucked me from that addiction. But again, I didn't surrender. You know, I knew about Jesus. I knew that he had died for me, but I never made it personal. And I think until you make it personal, it doesn't change you. Because once you do, it has to change you. The cross transforms you. What he did for us, it changes your life.
Amen.
I could tell you a million things that he's done for my life. He saved my marriage. I have 2 daughters that have been baptized. I watched all of my siblings get baptized. My mom got baptized. Just this amazing transformation in my family.
So I'd love to get your take on this statement. Most people have not experienced God because they haven't fully given themselves to him.
That's 100% true. I still didn't surrender. And so for, 9 years, I just was mad that God wasn't blessing me, and that's really what we want. We want the blessings of God, but we don't want to surrender to God. And how is he supposed to bless us if we don't allow him in our life? I would invite him into situations that I needed him, but if I didn't need him, then I didn't invite him in. And the truth is, we always need him.
Amen. Wow, what an example of a life changed. Hey, we'd love to hear your story. What is your good news? Give us a call right now. 888-888-9976.
I had an observation the other day when my husband and I went to get new pair of glasses. When we walked away, I said, "Oh, aren't they such a nice couple?" And he said, "What? Are they married?" I was like, "Well, yeah, they're married. They started off life in Illinois. They moved to Anthem, and now they live here in our hometown. They've got 2 daughters. He's just sitting here this whole time with his mouth open. I said, "And their daughter's coming to visit next week from Wisconsin." I just thought it was funny because he looked at me and he said, "I thought we were just there to get a pair of glasses." And I said, no, we are also there to make friends.
Wow, the difference between men and women and personalities, really. You walked away from that finding out a whole history behind somebody.
Oh, yeah.
And he just walked away with a pair of glasses.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. I'm your husband in this situation.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
100%. I wouldn't have known a thing. I'm also like the least observant person ever, so I wouldn't have even picked up on anything to start a conversation.
Wow.
I picked up right away that the receptionist and the doctor were married, and this was their family business.
Oh,
and
wow.
He was just stunned.
Now, were you both there at the same time?
Yes.
Oh.
Did I leave that out? Yes, we went together.
Well, that makes it even funnier.
Yeah. that yes. one person has no idea yeah. what's going on.
It's not like you heard a conversation he didn't hear. He just didn't.
That's right.
Meanwhile, you're ready to invite them over for Thanksgiving dinner.
I know, exactly.
Experience Hope. Family Life Radio.
Our children say some embarrassing things. They do embarrassing things.
Yes.
Hey, my name is Mike Kankel Fritz.
I'm Misty Jordan.
I'm Sally Barton.
We're Kankel Fritz and Friends. And this kid at a wedding just grabs a wedding dress, wipes her face off, just a little girl, using it like a napkin, which spurred on embarrassment stories. And Chad is with us from Colorado. What do you got?
We live in the country. Our kids are raised in the country. We have two boys, so we went to our friend's house one day. Our boy was 3 or 4 years old, and we looked up, and he had just opened their back door, and his pants were down, and he was peeing on their back step.
Oh, man. Mm, wow.
Horrifying.
Yep. Yes. That, boy.
Yeah, there's a difference between country life and city life.
That's true, Sally.
There's a vast difference.
Vast difference.
Yes. Our neighbors are country people, too. They totally understood. It was fun.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Well, there you go. You need some joy this morning.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control. Joy.
Yes, it's time for the Joy Report. What's bringing you joy today? Think about that. We'll have you call in. Thomas is with us right now. Give us your Joy Report.
Well, I just wanted to call in because yesterday, my mom, who has been with me my entire life, finally adopted me.
What?
We went to the courtroom. It was really nice. They were very welcoming. They made it official. All that stuff happened. Woo! And now we are officially family.
Yeah,
I love that.
Wow.
So is she like your foster mom all along, or how? I'm confused.
Something like that. She's been my mom for like my entire life, 17 years.
So you're 17 years old.
Yes, I am.
Wow.
I love the joy in your voice.
I know.
Yes.
This boy is my heart, my joy.
Oh, there you are. It's mom.
Oh, mom.
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, first of all, what's your name?
Sue,
how do you feel about what's happened here?
I am thrilled. It's just been such a long time. I've wanted to adopt him since he was a baby, and so I finally had that opportunity. Thank goodness before he turns 18. Now I can officially say I'm his mom, and aww, it's awesome.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What a gift.
I love you, buddy.
We're family.
Maybe you don't know how to pray, but we can help you. It's Kankel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. By the way, we want to welcome our friends in Detroit, Michigan. Let's to our brand new radio station there. Thanks for tuning in. So, first of all, just know this. Prayer is just talking to God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you hear people in church do these elaborate prayers.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that that's what God wants. Maybe he does. I could be wrong, but I mean, I think he just wants you to talk to him.
Yeah.
Share your heart, your concerns, you know. And but there is one prayer that you can follow the pattern of, and that's the Lord's Prayer that Jesus prayed. It's a pattern for start out with praising God and then, you know, ask him for forgiveness, thank him for what he. But also what you can do is this. There are lots of prayers in the Bible that you can put yourself into.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple really good ones in Ephesians. There's one in Ephesians 1:17. And this is Paul. He's praying for the Ephesians. And he says, I keep asking that God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope which he has called you to, the riches of his glorious inheritance and his holy people. Now, what you could do is put yourself in there. And this is what I'm talking about. I keep asking God, the Lord Jesus Christ, glorious Father, give me the spirit of wisdom of revelation so that I may know you better. I pray that the eyes of my heart would be enlightened in order that I may know the hope in which you called me to, the riches of your glorious inheritance for me, myself.
I love that.
Hey, you can't go wrong with praying the Bible.
Right?
Yeah.
That's right.
There's no wrong answers there.
Yeah, and there's another one in Ephesians 3:15 that's a really good prayer as well. And who doesn't want to grow in the wisdom and revelation of God? Wouldn't that be awesome? Just praying that prayer that you would grow in that area. And by the way, whenever you pray God's will, the Bible says you know you have you will have what you asked for. Ooh. So these are guarantees right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think praying for God's wisdom would help take you beyond the little speed bumps of our life, because it would help you see it in perspective that God's got this, and maybe there's a purpose for that speed bump, that person who's, you know, hit you the wrong way or said something hurtful to you. So
Sally,
I especially
right
love that.
Well, you know what? What you just said there, Sally, is what I remind myself whenever I'm not in the Word and not praying like I should. I know, Sally, that I should be doing this. I know that praying this way, or, you know, really spending time with God, it's going to benefit me. It's going to change my... Also think about this. If you live for an almighty, all-knowing, all-powerful God, shouldn't your life be a little bit different than those that don't?
Right.
It's like you've got a secret weapon.
And Kank, shouldn't we be a little less surprised when people come at us in the wrong way? Because that's what God's calling us to, is to share His love that He's given to us, poured out into us.
Amen.
So that's wisdom.
Yeah, I encourage you to pray today. Try that out. Pray a prayer that's in the Bible and see what happens.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. We'd love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkel Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.